Last August, a massive thunderstorm hovered over New Orleans. It just sat there, dumping more than 8 inches of rain in some parts of the city.
Heavy rain and flooding this weekend.
Streets flooded and impassable, cars stuck.
It just kept coming up and coming up and coming up.
Now, when it rains, most of that water ends up in the street. It flows off of lawns and into catch basins and is eventually pumped into Lake Pontchartrain. That day, the Sewerage and Water Board's drainage system couldn't keep up. It was a freak storm, but climate change experts say those are going to become more common. The city deals with rainwater pretty much the way it has for more than 100 years, which is pump it out as fast as possible. Lately, though, people have been rethinking that. The Urban Water Plan, for example, imagines how the city could use green infrastructure to keep water out of the streets. Andy Sternad is an architect with Wagner and Ball. He helped write the Urban Water Plan.
So fundamentally, we're trying to change the way water is managed in the city from pump first to pump only when necessary. We want to slow down water in the landscape and store it every place we possibly can.
So think roads with porous pavement that lets the water seep through, or rain gardens, which are specially designed to absorb water. Now, the city does have a big pot of money that could help do some of this work. It's tied to another disaster, Hurricane Katrina. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We do have over $2 billion for infrastructure improvements.
That money comes from FEMA. After Katrina, the agency inspected everything. Sewer lines, drainage canals, water pipes. Much of it was broken, so FEMA gave the city about $2 billion for repairs. Some of those projects are just now starting. But how many of those projects include green infrastructure? I went to one of the FEMA road projects to find out, a stretch of about 3 blocks on Robert E. Lee Boulevard in Gentilly. Architect Andy Sternad joined me.
Here you can see basically what they've done is torn up the existing concrete and are just pouring new concrete in exactly the same place.
So fixed, but green?
This project is not showing any sign of green infrastructure. This is pretty standard street repair.
So despite all the talk about rain gardens and permeable pavement, the city is still building streets the conventional way. Ramsey Green oversees infrastructure projects for the city. He says there are strict rules about how FEMA money can be used. The city signed an agreement.
I mean, it is a long document that has all these specific things that we have to do. We can't go back and change it. I mean, it's just one of those things we just can't do.
The money the city got from FEMA was meant to put things back to the way they were before Katrina.
I can't be like suddenly, okay, I want permeable pavement on something that's already under construction or in design.
But Green says there may be some flexibility with projects that haven't been designed yet. Maybe there's a way to work some green infrastructure into those.
I think perhaps we could make some modest changes to that program. In my conversations with FEMA, it's just a big change.
Green agrees that the city can't keep dealing with drainage the old-fashioned way.
That's not healthy, that our citizens look outside and a deep rainfall starts and they get nervous. We should live in a place that can handle a rainstorm. And we're looking at every avenue to make that work.
Time will tell whether there's any green infrastructure on those avenues. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.